Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Friday, September 29th, 2017. The First Lady is working to fight opioid abuse, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, it's the Feast of the Archangels. Good news for diabetics who are tired of finger pricks, and Christopher Wray was installed yesterday as the new FBI director. First Lady Melania Trump is on a mission to help curb the plague of opioid addiction, which is engulfing the youth of our nation. Yesterday, she hosted a meeting of experts and people affected by the opioid crisis at the White House for a listening session, courtesy of the Associated Press.
I plan to use my platform as First Lady to help as many kids as I can with the many issues they face as they are growing up. Drug addiction, especially opioid abuse, is one of those issues, and I look forward to working alongside the Presidential Opioid Commission and people such as yourself to do all we can to teach children the dangerous consequences of drug abuse.
My husband and I lost our youngest son, Ryan, April 25th, 2014. He died of a heroin overdose in the Macy's bathroom in our department store. He was doing well at Time Clean. When he died, he was on a wait list for two programs.
Hey, folks, when I was
a kid. Had received a Medicaid card just 3 days before he died, which would have given opportunity. We had, my husband and I and Ryan paid thousands of dollars for treatment because he was too old to be on our insurance and didn't have a way to get it with the jobs he was working. We sent him to college for a degree, and he came back with this addiction, an opiate addiction.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Pope Pius X. If the angels could envy, they would envy us for Holy Communion. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor the Archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, when I was a kid, being called a bookworm was an insult of the highest order. Today, people want to be called bookworm to solve the world's political problems. At the Founders Trading Post, we have the books you need to help solve the world's problems and save your soul, too. From Humility of Heart to Patrick Henry, American Statesman, get started on your bookworm bona fides today by browsing to mikechurch.com/books. Most of our books are also signed by the authors. Shop like a Jeopardy champion today at mikechurch.com/books or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Angels are pure created spirits who serve God in special ways. They have intellect, will, and are immortal. There are 9 choirs of angels listed in the Holy Bible, and the archangels rank immediately above the regular angels, like our guardian angels. The 3 archangels listed in the Bible are Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, and Saint Raphael. Michael is known as the Prince of the Heavenly Host, and his name means who is like unto God. We know from the book of Revelation of his confrontation with Lucifer and the fallen angels. Saint Gabriel, whose name means God is my strength, appears in Scripture thrice, each time as God's messenger. His words to the Blessed Mother, Hail, full of grace, have been constantly and affectionately repeated by Christians down through the centuries in the Hail Mary. St. Raphael appears in the book of Tobit and is a healer who accompanies the young Tobias on a mission to find a cure for Tobit's blindness. Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, pray for us. The Washington Times reports that the FDA has given approval to a blood sugar monitoring device which does not require the diabetic to undergo a finger prick. The Freestyle Libre Flash glucose monitoring system produced by Abbott utilizes a small sensor which is attached to the upper arm. The sensor is able to keep track of blood glucose levels, and the diabetic simply waves a reader device over it to see both the existing blood sugar level and changes in the levels over the previous 8 hours. The device should be available to pharmacies within months, but as of now, the cost of the device remains undisclosed. Former FBI Director James Comey was fired from his position on May 9th of this year, less than 4 years into his 10-year term as director. Since then, the acting director of the FBI has been Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. Yesterday, the appointment of Christopher Wray as the next FBI director became official. Courtesy of the Associated Press, here are some excerpts from his installation.
To the men and women of the Bureau, I would say this. When we need people to go where others are afraid to tread, when we need people to do the tough work of keeping this place running and running well, when we need people to build bridges with the public, and when we need people to face down the darkest and the worst that life has to offer, we turn to you again and again. I want to take a moment to acknowledge those who've come before me, from my seven predecessors, Directors Hoover, Kelly, Webster, Sessions, Free, Mueller, and Comey, to the tens of thousands of agents, analysts, and staff who have dedicated their entire careers to the Bureau. Each brought their own unique experience, insight, and leadership, and helped build this into the finest law enforcement and national security agency in the world.
In this Celestial Musings, I have just learned that Fox News does an annual poll seeking to discover how many people, quote, think things are in the world are going to hell in a handbasket. So basically, 56% of the poll's participants believe this is the state of things in the world. Last year, it was 57%, and in 2014, it was 58%. I'm a little surprised, okay, a lot surprised, that this number isn't higher. I see that there are two approaches one could take to this question. There are probably more, but I'm going with two. First, one could simply look at all the evils running rampant in the world, the accelerating pace with which this is intensifying, and our seeming inability to turn the tide, and conclude that, yes, we are going to hell in a handbasket. I suppose that without compromising on the state of evil in the world, one could also keep in mind that God works all things to the good for those who love him, and conclude that, quote, things in the world are not going to hell in a handbasket, but are working together in some mysterious, supernatural way for our good. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.